Perek Yud Zayin Seif Yud Gimel. Hasaras at Pelanit Me'aguf. To take up a plaster band-aid from the body. Yesh li zo'eh milase at planit ha-mudbeket al aguf b'mokon sa'a ba'ifin shekov levada shiit kashu sa'arot ulinin ha-sarata b'mokon matzoy yoch le'yora. A person has to be careful if he's got a plaster band-aid on his body in a place where there is hairs, then we have to be very careful, because if he would pull it off the band-aid, it may be a problem from Geziza. He's doing guys, he's pulling off hairs, even though he doesn't want it. It's a psychration. If it is a psychration, nearly certain it's going to happen, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. But if one gets stuck, he says, look in the footnote. In the footnote, he wants to say, in the place where one gets stuck, we can take on that it is considered klachayad. It's not the normal way to pull off hairs with a band-aid. And it's also mekalkel, you're not doing something which is advantageous. And it's also psikreshus lenichalei. The Togel Mirvav, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, in such case, you're allowed to go and take on the lenient. The Chazanish wasn't so happy about that. That's a kol panim, according to the Mishnah Berurah, one can take on that if one needs. If your dalet kliyas tzama, to go and make a tzama. Tzama is what you call to go and plait one's hair. Also leisha likloa sarah le tzama b'shabbos. V'chein also latira kliya, to make a tzama on Shabbos. There it is also. Why? Because it is binyan. You're making plaiting. Is binyan. You're joining it together, a few things, and that's called binyan. So go and making a tzama on Shabbos is considered binyan. Therefore, if you open it up, you've got a problem from soisa. So one's not allowed to plait the hair, one's hair on Shabbos, or to open the plait, because the problem from soisa. If it is a peir nochris, if it is a shaitel. In the footnote, he says, not a problem from binyan, a problem from ariga. You are doing oireg. Oireg is a weaving. Yeah. So if it's with a shaitel, it's weaving. If with a hair, it is building. A kopanim was not allowed to do it, and was not allowed to open it up. Siv tesvav, silsul sa'ar, to go and make curls with the hair. Ein the salsul sa'ar, the Shabbos mishum de domi lebinyan. A person is not either allowed to curl his hair on Shabbos, because you are building. Because you are building. It says, the same as we said before, to go and make plaits one's hair is building. The same thing is to go and make curls in one's hair. If the curls are already there, you're only straightening it up a bit, like one has with the pears, then it's not also altogether. But if one has to go and curl them in a way that they weren't curled before altogether, it is a problem. So if there's a tarsis alasa, to go and put spray. Also latiz tarsis spray alasa, because they should have this rocket. A person is not allowed to spray on his hair, because you are saving the status. That's also considered building. The same as we say, you're not allowed to go and put your hair into a tzama. The same thing, or to go and curl your hair. Same thing is to put spray on the hair, it makes it stand. Making it stand is not allowed to be done on Shabbos.